Matthew Morrison is here, who plays Will Schuster in Glee. Hello.
Oh, we're doing this now?
We're on, yeah.
All right,
and
let's
it's
do
live.
It.
Please don't
Come on
swear.
Now.
You thought we were just having a chat.
I thought you were playing another song.
Yeah, we're on.
All right.
Welcome to Radio 1.
Thank you very much for having me.
I know you just flown in from New York, haven't you?
Yeah. Got in last night.
What were you doing there?
I was performing at the Tony Awards. Hmm. And did a little All I Need Is the Girl. It's from the musical Gypsy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you have a theater background. Are you still kind of involved in that?
As much as I want to be, but I can't really be, just because, you know, the TV show kind of takes all of my time up.
Mm. Okay. So, straight in from New York to London, we had Artie, played by Kevin, on the show yesterday.
He says hi. He's a big fan of yours.
Yeah, weird. But that was before the final episode aired, so he didn't want to tell us much about the show.
Right.
And now the final show has been on, but a lot of people still won't have seen it because they have recorded it. It was only on last night.
Oh, so should we not talk about
it? Well, here's the thing. I'm just thinking, we probably shouldn't say too much, but I'd like to talk about it. So let's try and do it, but keep it generic.
Okay.
So
I like generic. I'm good at that.
Well, Matthew, what a result in the sectionals.
Yeah, what a
Wasn't
result.
It? Wow.
It was crazy, right?
Who'd have thought that would have happened?
I know. Who'd have thunk it?
Incredible. Good to see that your character and Emma got on so well in the last episode.
Or we didn't.
Or maybe not.
I don't know.
Yep.
It was interesting how that relationship worked out.
Yeah.
Huh.
Just keeping it generic for you people that haven't seen it yet. And finally, I never thought that Sue Sylvester would do that.
I never thought so either.
Who would have thought she had that in her?
I can't believe it. Wow.
Incredible.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think
we've covered it there.
And she wore a tracksuit in that scene.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I give it away. I'm so sorry. Whoops.
What have you done? See, we're going to have complaints now. What we can say is that you cried quite a lot in the final episode, which kind of set me off.
I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah, it was a very emotional episode. It was, while we were filming it, it was very emotional just because we've become such a family as a cast. I know it's so cliche to say that, but. And it was kind of like the last time we knew we were going to be with each other. So it was very sad just because we knew, you know, everyone was going to be leaving for their little holiday. But
but you'll be back.
We'll
or
be
maybe
back.
You won't.
Oh, no, we'll definitely be back.
I can't do this generic thing anymore. It's too hard.
I'm pregnant. Will Schuster's pregnant. That's what you missed.
I would say that you probably cry more than anyone else in the show. You're a very emotional character.
Yeah, I would say that too.
How do you do that? How do you cry on demand? Because that must be really hard.
You know, just as an actor, you know, I really think about the situation that I'm going into and how I would react. And sometimes, even in scenes where I'm not supposed to cry, sometimes it just kind of comes out.
Mm. See, in my various roles in Casualty, Hollyoaks, The Bill, all big UK shows, Skins, I've never actually been required to cry in a scene yet. But I am dreading that day the script lands on my desk asking me to cry, because I just don't think I've got it in me.
Well,
you've only ever been on for like 2 seconds, and most of them haven't even been speaking parts.
That doesn't matter.
What was Skins? Did you like go?
He either played himself.
It's not that kind of show, Matthew. It's a very popular.
I mean, no. That sounds like a show I'd watch.
Yeah. But how do you? I mean, if you wanted to, could you teach me how to cry on demand right now, or could you do it right now?
I'm almost crying looking at you right now.
Yeah, sorry about that. I just think it must be hard. We've done this on the show before where we try and make people cry and it just doesn't happen.
You know, sometimes if you can't get there emotionally inside, just try to stare at something and not blink, and you'll probably cry.
So in times, like on set, the days where you just can't bring it from anywhere, you just stare at something until you cry.
No, honestly, like a little trick of the trade, there's actually the makeup department has this thing, and it's like a little whistle almost, and they blow it this powder or something into your eyes. It's like a glycerin.
So they try and blind you.
Yeah, you're blind, but you're crying.
Yeah, and that's what they want.
You can't see anything, but you're crying.
Brilliant. That's a really good bit of insider gossip there. I think the relationship between you and Emma in the show has been really sweet, because it's been kind of really innocent, hasn't it?
It has been. And I love that, you know, they kind of play with it, like, are we going to get together or are we not?
You are
know?
You?
I don't know, to be honest.
Are they going to get married?
I don't know.
Oh. Is that all in season two?
It's funny because, you know, he's gone from this wife who is completely crazy, but, you know, he's trying to get with Emma, but she's kind of her own crazy.
Mm. Yeah.
So
yeah.
He's trading one crazy for another.
Now, the thing I think I would find hardest about your role is the constant jokes about your hair from Sue. Let's have a couple of these now.
Hey, buddy, get a haircut? Looks awful.
That's one.
You know what else I'm going to bring? I'm going to bring some Asian cookery to rub your head with. Because right now you got enough product in your hair to season a walk.
And my personal favorite.
Oh, hey, William. I thought I smelled cookies wafting from the ovens of the little elves who live in your hair.
Oh, hang on, this one's good too.
I don't trust a man with curly hair. I can't help picturing small birds laying sulfurous eggs in there, and I find it disgusting.
How do you not say that personally? That's your hair. She's talking about...
She's amazing.
Is she amazing or what?
Oh, gosh. You know, it spawned from the creator of our show, who's... follically challenged, and he's incredibly jealous of my hair. And
I've got hair envy. Your hair is so much thicker than mine.
Well, thank you very much. Mm.
Can we touch it?
Though.
Can we touch it?
You can touch it.
Thank you.
Come over here.
You first.
Here we go.
Come
on.
Yeah. Oh, it's amazing. Okay. It's so good.
We had a bet on with the listeners that we were allowed to touch your hair.
There it is.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
It's so good, soft, isn't it?
You know what my trick is?
Yeah.
Do you know what Lubriderm is?
I'm sorry?
No.
Lubriderm?
Sounds good.
It sounds really good. Lubriderm. I'm going to Google that right now, Matthew.
I think that's...
Is that safe to do at work?
Yeah. What, Lubriderm? Yeah. It's just like a lotion, body lotion. And I just...
I found
six squirts and just pop it in my head.
£3.29.
Yeah.
Right, we're going to buy
gonna
some.
You're going to get some of that, aren't
you? Yeah, of course I want locks like that. Who wouldn't? How do you not laugh when you're doing those scenes with Jane Lynch?
Do
you?
Yeah.
How many takes would you... Because her lines are really complex as well. She has to really get them out, doesn't she? There's a lot of complication.
Well, the thing is, we're the only two characters in the show they really do this with, as we'll do a couple takes as scripted, and then they just say, go. And we just ad-lib and make stuff up. And that's where it gets really fun. And that's a lot of stuff you see in the show is us just making lines up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it's an ad-lib thing.
Yeah,
and that's the one they'll use.
Usually, often. Because those are the most fun ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think I laugh a little too much. I ruin a lot of takes because she breaks me.
Yeah,
I've broken her twice, though. I'm very proud of that.
I wouldn't be able to do that with her. I'd just be laughing all the time. Also, because it is your hair. For instance, I've got a moon face. I'm known for it, right?
Face?
A moon face. But if people called me moon face constantly on a TV show all the time, I would take issue with that. It would upset me. Try it now. Go and call me moon face.
Moon face.
You see? I'm upset.
Yeah.
Just drop it into a conversation. Go on into a sentence.
Well... Nice moon face there, Scott.
Right, no, you're not
that wasn't really good sense.
That wasn't very good, was it?
I can't think. No. I was worried you might cry.
I can't.
That would solve all your problems.
I can't.
Well, you got a moon face and then your smile makes it like a crescent moon face.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, now I see. I'm getting upset now. You know, we've been talking on this show for a while about... do you know about massage face?
No.
A face you do when you're having a massage. Like that, that's mine.
Okay.
Sometimes, I can't look when
sometimes
it
you pour your massage face when you're singing.
I do. I have a massage face.
Massage face. Yeah.
I have a massage face when I'm singing.
Yeah, sometimes.
How do you know what my massage face is?
Exactly.
Guessing.
Have you given me a massage?
I don't remember that.
Do you want to give me a massage?
Not now. But no, I just wonder if you were aware of the massage face, and if you could bring it back to America with you, that would be good. Take it back.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really.
A lot of people have it when they're singing.
Yeah, I will take it back with me.
Thank you very
and,
much.
I like getting a massage, so...
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's probably the same face that you do when you sing it.
But you know, massage, is it pre-massage or post? Because post is totally different. You get up out of that little thing that they put you in, and your face looks all distorted. You know what I'm talking about?
I think it's a during.
During, I think.
Okay.
When they
during.
Do like a really big knot, when they sort that out, that sort of face.
Oh, that's a scary face. Okay, what are we talking about? Come on.
I know, I don't know. This is something we've been... This whole show is like this.
Come on, Moonface, get back on the subject.
Thank you. Now it's over. There's a big kind of glee-shaped hole in people's lives, right? And we're hearing that we might not see the new series until maybe even Christmas or after. How can Glee fans cope with this massive kind of hole? How about a Glee live tour in the UK? Can you sort it out?
I don't think I'm going to make that one happen. Maybe next year. I think you can buy Glee music.
Yeah, you can. Apparently you can, yeah. I've heard about that. Yeah. Okay, well, a tour would be good, though. We tried to get Artie, Kevin, involved yesterday, and unfortunately he delegated all his answers to Pam, and poor Pam didn't know what to do. She was like, oh, God.
Yeah.
So no one's really saying yes or no at the moment, but
it would
be nice.
I'll bring it over here.
Will you?
I won't be a part of it, but I'll
okay,
I'll,
you can organise it.
I'll get the kids.
Okay, because I was leaving with Pam, and I don't know what Pam's saying.
Yeah,
so, okay.
I'll work up some numbers.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, I've heard that you are in London, obviously, to promote Glee and to talk about Glee, but also, is it true that you're recording an album yourself?
I am doing my solo debut album.
Okay. Are you the new Bublé?
I am, yeah, I guess. It's going to be a big orchestra behind me, but it's going to be like beats infused so that I can dance as well.
Okay.
So I call it Bublé.
That's
like
good.
Bublé, Timberlake.
And yeah, Timberlake.
Yeah, you know.
Okay. What kind of songs? Is it all original songs?
Yeah, I'm doing a lot of writing sessions. I'm actually working with some people over here. Egg White has done a lot of stuff.
You know Egg White.
Yeah, you know Egg White.
Do I?
Yeah.
I know Eggie Lee, but I don't know Egg White.
There's another egg?
Yeah,
Eggie Lee. I know scrambled egg.
No,
Eggie
Lee.
Yeah, so just a couple producers, and it's I'm excited. It's a cool process. Because as an actor, you're so busy playing other parts, but as a musician, you kind of, it's about you, you know, so I'm excited to tell everyone who I am.
And when do you hope to bring this out?
Hopefully November.
Whoa.
Oh, that'll fill a bit of the Glee gap.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's what I'm
talking
about.
Part of the Glee.
But, you know,
film.
UK, you guys, it'll probably be February for you guys.
Okay.
I'm totally kidding.
Because we're so behind.
We're so behind. we've got the internet now, haven't we?
Yeah,
so
there you go. Only just though.
Yeah.
You don't have Lubriderm, obviously, so.
We will in a minute. I'm going to order it. Since the show, has your life changed massively?
Yeah, it has.
What's different?
It's funny. I don't feel like I'm different at all, but I feel like the people around me are different. I can't walk 5 feet without stopping for a picture. Mm-hmm. As an actor, you work so hard to finally get to this place, so you can't be mad when it actually happens. But sometimes it's a little overwhelming.
Where does it happen the most? Is it happening in London a lot?
Yeah.
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 L.A.?
L.A., yeah. New York's the best city, just because New Yorkers don't really...
Don't care.
Care. Yeah.
As much.
Yeah, no, that's I love okay. New York for that
so
reason.
So in New York, you could walk along the street and people would notice you, but they just go, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that guy's on the show. Yeah.
We're obsessed with this. Do you have a private jet yet? Or have you been in one?
I've still never been in one.
That'll happen.
I hope so.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That'd be cool.
And when you stay in...
Have you been in one, Mufase?
No, I haven't, actually. I like how you're just dropping it in now, though. Really good. When you stay in hotels, what are the rooms like now?
Pretty amazing.
Are they bigger than your own house?
They're bigger than my New York apartment, yeah. Yeah.
And what else do we want to know about his hotel? We love hotels.
I love hotels. Also, how big's your TV?
Yes. We asked P. Diddy this on
Friday. In the hotel?
No, yeah. In your house.
I don't have a TV in my home.
Oh.
Yeah. You don't watch TV?
No.
So you've never watched yourself on Glee?
I have. Watched on the computer.
Well, okay. Oh, yeah, you can watch it on the computer.
Yeah.
P. Diddy's is 200 inches, actually.
200 inches?
Yeah, 200 inches. And he's got a 42-inch in the bathroom.
Wow.
Yeah. He likes TV, though, unlike yourself. Is it strange travelling with an entourage of so many people?
I don't know any of those people outside.
You don't know who they are?
No. At least you admit it. Most people come in and they're like...
Oh, yeah, I
know one person in there. Not even Eric Podwell.
Oh.
No.
Okay, sorry about that, guys. He doesn't know who you are. But then,
no.
They're going.
They're off.
Oh, well. Matthew, so much. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Yeah.
It's been great to see you.
Me.
No worries. Lots of fans waiting for you outside.
Yeah, I got molested when I walked in.
Yeah.
But I got a really cool gift from someone, a really cool hat.
Oh, I saw the lady with the hat.
Yeah.
I think it's her birthday.
Is she? That's what she said.
And
she's giving me a present on her birthday.
I think that she spent her birthday money that she got on a hat for you.
Oh, bless her.
How cool is that?
I'm going to wear it out of this place.
Yeah, do
yeah.
it. Nice one. Right, we're going to play Over the Rainbow, which is, I don't think it's too much of a plot spoiler, as long as we don't say what happened around the terrible funeral scene last night.
In the pregnancy scare.
Thank you very much, Matthew, for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.